change. Sorry, Bonnie, you're going to have to give up your song this week. This one's for Noreen. Oh, it's the Crazy Boys. We're back on Travel World, Liberty Works Radio Network, across America via satellite here at the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you the show to all of our listeners across the states. We've got a special guest right here before we get to the Messiah of Maine. We have the Mechanical Man, another
Man. Yes, that's right. Randy Burns is here, and I'm getting motion by Mr. New England, Manny Witt.
Are you getting the motion from Manny?
Yes. Well, he's standing right next to the...
Manny gives you a lot of motions now, doesn't he?
Or emotions, yes.
Randy, well, you're going to have to
give emotions, yes.
Randy, excuse me for one second, but I found somebody in the audience here that's got to be talked about. His badge says Larry with the band organ. But Larry's going to explain what he does.
He plays with this organ in the middle of the fair.
Yes, in fact, I have the largest organ on the fair. It's a band organ. They date back as far as...
I can tell why you're so popular.
1731, and it's on the midway here at the Big E.
Is this the contraption right behind us that is making a heck of a lot of noise when we go up here?
It sure is. It's a band organ. It has 680 wooden pipes representing every instrument of a marching band, and it's being played by a paper roll.
And I know that Noreen asked you to cut off your organ for the duration of our broadcast.
Yeah.
There's a going for you. Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go on. Randy, I'm sorry.
But no, seriously, those particular kinds of bands and marching band organs were very popular from Europe from the 1500s towards the 1800s because they were mechanically reproduced music. That was the kind of organ they used to have in dance halls, and they used to have, well, all kinds of things. The composers of the day, the people that we consider classical musicians and so on, they actually used to make music for those machines, and this is what we learned on our trip to Utrecht, Holland.
And the Music Box Museum, one of the highlights of a trip to the Netherlands, and of course one of the highlights of
my home country, Mon.
Fair here at the Big E, the band organ playing in the background brings in the sounds and the flavors, the ambiance of the New England tradition, the Big E, taking place right now in West Springfield.
One of our highlights is the Mechanical Man.
Yes, another highlight of the Big E.
They told me that Randy Rhodes would be on the air with us. I thought that would be a neat trick. No, it's Randy Burns.
Randy Burns.
Hi, welcome
guys
to the Big E.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm just in awe at your knowledge about organs.
You play one every day.
I study my organ every day.
Randy, hey, just watch. Sit a little farther away from them.
We'll sidestep that line of questioning. It's great to be here. Isn't it a beautiful day for a fair?
Certainly
is.
Oh,
yes, the fall weather, and it's a nice, mild day.
It's perfect.
No rain, people just wandering about, taking in the sights, the sounds. This is what autumn in New England is all about.
Yeah, it's great.
Our fair audience, see all the scowls? What are these guys doing here? Get them off the air! Hey, somebody waving at us. Go talk to Mr. New England. Be on the
air.
Who
wants some beads?
You want some beads? You can win beads.
Anybody want beads?
Oh,
quick,
geez.
Who wants beads?
You don't know what you're saying when you say that.
That's right.
People kill for beads on the grounds.
So that's right.
Beads? Anybody want beads?
Well, we were hoping for something a little less drastic than that.
Oh, look. Okay.
Well,
there you go.
Beads.
Where are you now? Is that what you asked her?
I asked her what place is she in. She said the Big E.
Yes.
She won some beads.
Why don't you ask her what the Big E is also hospital slang for? Well, let's not do that on the air. Randy, let's carry on.
What's the historic town in Big E?
Astoria Town.
Very good. Okay, another beads. Okay, Randy, let Randy go on because the poor guy is waiting there.
All the hard questions.
All the hard questions. Yeah, speaking of organs,
because
continue.
This is radio, people cannot see the Mechanical Man in action. Describe what the Mechanical Man actually does.
Funny you should put it that way. Mechanical Man is very popular with the ladies.
I move robotically. I have a comedy interactive robotic show, and I move robotically, allowing people to be a part of the show. As a matter of fact, if the people weren't part of the show, there'd be no show.
That's right.
So the people come, they crowd around, watching me from a safe distance, thinking I may be robotic, and then I move into the crowd and start playing with them, shaking hands, exchanging hats, And just trying to get people to be as pretty much as weird as I am. Or you guys are.
Nobody can be
Nobody
that weird.
Nobody can be as weird as you.
Nobody can be that weird. You see the wide berth everybody gives
us. Yeah, it's ugly bacon in front of us.
There can't be near those guys.
We managed to evacuate the Big E in 10 seconds or less.
How many years have you been doing the Mechanical Man?
It's 22 years now. 22 years and counting.
I think the best way I can express what the Mechanical Man is like, if anybody ever remembers, there was a TV show with Shields and Yarnell, and
right.
They used to have this particular sketch where they pretended to be robots with little abrupt motions, and you would look like you were mechanical.
That's right. That's exactly what I do.
And you take your show on the road to all of these state fairs.
I do a lot of traveling, especially in the summer, and when I'm not traveling, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I perform at the Excalibur Hotel in Las Vegas every night but Tuesday. But let's not forget, I'm still Canadian. Born and raised, and I am still Canadian.
Where from?
Vancouver, Canada.
There you go. There. The coffee capital of Canada.
What?
Out north.
Well, because it's above Seattle?
That is correct.
Headed north.
Actually, we have our correspondent from Toronto, Kelsa Kinsley, who could have been here today. Kelsa, if you're listening. But she is also from Vancouver.
I didn't know that.
Kelsa Kinsley used to be on CFOX in Vancouver.
C-Fox,
now she's on CILQ
C-Fox.
Toronto.
All right.
And one of our correspondents in Toronto.
Randy, didn't I see you just about 2 weeks ago in Vermont at the Champlain Valley Fair?
Absolutely correct.
That's right. Everybody was gathered around. He had the biggest audience that can possibly have there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really, great, really great.
Great audiences here in New England. I have a wonderful time here.
Yeah. People come up to you and they remember you from the year before, and if they brought their children seen you a couple of years ago, then they...
Yeah, it's getting a little scary, too. Now that I've been in the biz for 22 years, there are people bringing up their kids, and their kids are bringing up their kids, and that's getting on.
Grandpa used to watch...
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you get lost, kid. I'm trying to look 20.
Yeah.
I was growing up, but no.
I'll be taking my teeth out soon as part of the act.
Just say, well, you know, that was my father. I just took over this gig.
No, that's something. Do that in front of the Hetty Green Motel in Bellows Falls. Listen, speaking of Vermont and stuff, Randy, we do have to move on because we do have precious little time here. We want to get to the man from the Board of Tourism in Vermont standing outside of our booth. Who said, whoa, who, me?
Who, me? Yeah,
yeah, you.
Vermont, where's that, though?
I'm on my way out. Thanks, you guys.
You took his teeth off, for real.
I
great
did
to see you again, Randy. All
nice
the best.
Thanks
Mechanical
a lot.
Man,
Randy,
Burns.
Thank you once
take
more.
Take off, you hosers.
Like a...
we're in the big town, yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to grab somebody here to give him a contest here.
Randy has somebody.
You're not allowed to do it to Richard.
How many years have you...
Well, give her the mic.
8 years.
8 years.
Eight years at the Big E.
What's your favorite place at the Big E?
The main booth.
The main booth.
Manny, we can't hear you unless you put the mic to your
mouth. The main booth.
That's
says
better.
She says the main booth is her favorite.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's main, M-A-I-N-E, the main booth.
Yes. Not like there's one big one.
Here's a nice little pen for you. Thank you.
Well, that's terrific.
A gift for being on Travel World.
Today is Vermont Day at the Big E.
And Mark Turek is the director of the sales division of the State of Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing, based out of the state capital in Montpelier, Vermont. He joins us now to tell us a little bit more about Vermont on this special day, Vermont Day, at the Big E.
Move a little closer to the mic. You know him better than that, radio man and everything.
There we go. All right.
Yes. Don't tip it over like everyone else did.
Mark is brand new at this.
No problem. That's why we're giving him coaching and advice.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, it's definitely good to be here. And Manny Witt, I've heard a lot about you, so you probably should stay out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's
commercial break.
Yeah.
No.
Coming up in 2 minutes. Let's go.
But it's definitely good to be here, and it's nice to have a Vermont Day here. Although, quite honestly, it was a little bit difficult to come down here because it is starting to get very colorful in Vermont with popular fall foliage. There's some nice spotted colors right now, but we're headed into the busiest time of the year with fall foliage, which normally runs pretty much from the middle of September up until the middle to the latter part of October.
Well, we stopped off on our way down in White River Junction, where Interstates 89 and 91 intersect on the Connecticut River Valley. That's a great stopping off point when you're touring New England because it's central to everything. We were staying at the Ramada Inn, and Steve Terrio, the sales and marketing director, was telling us for the next couple of weeks, pretty, pretty busy every weekend. is going to be sold out, although there are...
The Ramada Inn is one of the hidden gems over at White River Junction.
The nicest Ramada Inn that I have ever stayed at in any of the chain.
High-speed internet there, too.
And a lovely interior atrium and... Just
save our caboose, because they're planning to renovate the atrium there, and the designer doesn't like the
consultants and designers.
Consultants, yeah, they don't like the caboose.
Consultants tell Regency
railroads in peril. So everybody, write to the Ramada Inn in White River Junction. Tell them to save our caboose. A little bit of heritage.
It's railroad heritage because White River Junction was founded based on the railroad. It was 60 trains a day at one time passed through there. Big, big railroad town of that heritage.
Mark, please stay with us to follow the break. We want to talk some more about Vermont and Vermont Day right here at the Big E.
Great.
For now, stay tuned to the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite broadcasting to South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida and Louisiana. Across America via satellite.
I'm from the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Help. Travel World Radio Show.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about widgets, you're no lawyer, which is why savvy businessmen and women are turning to ACS, American Contracting Services, and the reason? We understand the law. ACS writes and implements employee contracts with full knowledge of and compliance with the tax statutes and regulations in force in all 50 states. Payroll administration is one of the most costly and time-consuming hassles, because keeping up with annual changes can be a full-time job. Make this the day you unencumber your business and discover the many benefits of employee contracting. Call American Contracting Services at 801-741-8356 or see them on the web at www.americancontracting.com. If writing just one check per pay period appeals to you, call ACS today at 801-741-8356. American Contracting Services, making business simpler. 801-741-8356.
Attention inventors.
Inventech.
Have a great idea or invention? Then you need Inventech, the launchpad for new ideas. Inventech understands the needs of inventors like you, and only Inventech offers a free patent classification search. It's the first step you need to take to success.
Success.
Call 1-800-573-0404. Act now, and with your search report, receive a free video and all the materials necessary to get you on your way. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. Using state-of-the-art technology and our worldwide experience, Inventech can turn your idea into reality. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call Inventech now and receive your free patent classification search and bonus video. Take that all-important first step toward turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-573-0404 to receive your free patent classification search from Inventech, the launchpad for your new ideas. Call now.
Turning your dream into reality.
Inventech.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new, easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
You demand a lot more out of your truck, don't you? So when you're getting a new truck, you don't just settle for any truck. No, sir. You head to truck season at your quality Ford dealer, where you'll find a Ford Ranger with $1,000 cash back. That's a lot of money, my friend. And all the features you'd expect from a number one seller, like switch-on four-wheel drive and the most powerful V6 engine yet, because you demand it, big fella. So see your quality Ford dealer during truck season for details.
Is your loved one's memory loss normal, or is it something more serious? The National Institute on Aging and other contributors are funding a memory impairment study investigating ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. To find out who can take part or to find a study site near you, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit us at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
Now the theme song of Northampton.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind.
Ah, yes, straight from the ratings library, it's Melissa Etheridge on Travel World. We're back for segment number four here at the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts. And one thing, a big treat that we've been waiting for, we're going to be talking with Noreen soon, but we want to carry on with Mark from Vermont, because it is Vermont Day here at the Big E. So what does it mean to be Vermont Day?
Well, it's an honor to be here for Vermont Day, and without question, Vermont and really all of New England for that matter has become very well known for our fall foliage, which we're just headed into that time of the year right now. I just came down from Vermont this morning, and we're starting to get some beautiful spotted colors. We're definitely not at peak foliage yet, so we've got several more weeks of foliage coming up. But in general, with Vermont, it's great because it's such a quintessential New England feeling. It's a great place to raise a family, it's a great place to live in, and of course, it's a great place to come and visit as well. Whether you're looking just for a weekend getaway or a midweek adventure, or even as some of our European guests find, they can come in and actually kind of truck around New England for even 2 to 3 weeks and not get bored.
There's always something new to discover. For example, on this trip down, we stopped off at the American Precision Museum in Windsor.
Oh, that was great.
Birthplace of Vermont, where Vermont entered the Union. And, no, that was something we had never been to before.
We did see the old Constitution House in Windsor.
Uh-huh.
On our way up, we are going to stop by Bellows Falls, ride the Green Mountain Slowpoke, Flyer, from Bellows Falls to Chester.
It's going to be a lovely little trip up to Chester on 10, 12 miles each way on vintage equipment.
Green Mountain Railroad, a restored 1930s train.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. I did that a couple of years ago, and you just sit back, relax, and relive the days when railroads were the main means of transportation.
And well, you can stop off in White River Junction. It's a great midpoint if you're traveling through New England, and there's some great places. I got to reiterate how great it is to stay at the Ramada when we were there, because out of the way, you can't find it very easily. But once you're there, it's one of the only hotels in White River that's got motor coach parking.
Oh, it's a big parking lot surrounded by tall pine trees, secluded nature just off the highway. You don't even see the highway. You don't hear the highway. And a beautiful indoor atrium with indoor pool and pool table and recreational facilities with sitting areas overlooking the atrium. So it's a beautiful little place that you wouldn't necessarily know about, but as I mentioned before, the Ramada Inn.
And tell them to save the caboose.
Caboose. The railroad heritage of White River Junction.
Mark, now we know that the skiing in Vermont is legendary, as you are wearing a Ski Vermont jacket. Now, tell me a bit about what is your favorite part of Vermont? Just to wrap up here.
Just to make it quickly, I love the whole state, and that's mm-hmm. not just because I work for the state, but I truly do. There's a lot of very unique spots, from the small quintessential villages to the larger cities, Burlington being the largest city, and yet many people really would not consider it a city. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we don't have billboards, they are outlawed in the state of Vermont. It's beautiful just to kick back and enjoy the scenery. And not be looking at billboards. There's definitely a lot to see and do in Vermont.
The vistas in Vermont are unbelievable. We love to drive along Interstate 89 through the state of Vermont because some of the curves it goes through, you see beautiful landscape, and the fall foliage coming right up, so you better book early and get down to Vermont. It's even great for day trips if you fly to other places or drive.
Well, and that's one thing that a lot of people, there is a bit of a misnomer out there thinking that it's impossible to get a room in Vermont during fall foliage. Granted, on the weekends, it is very, very difficult, and we certainly recommend people to not just show up. but definitely to book ahead. But there's some phenomenal values midweek. If you are able to get up on a midweek holiday or vacation, a lot of the innkeepers especially and the attractions will do whatever they can to get you in there midweek. But weekends, it can be a bit busy.
Well, for sure. If you're in the Mad River Valley, you can always go to the Sugar Tree.
A lot of fun in Vermont. Mark Turek from the state of Vermont, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Manny Witt has a few words to wrap up the hour with Noreen Tessinari.
Well, we're going to do some little interviews here, and then we'll talk to Noreen. Noreen, first of all, let me ask you this question here. The Big E Circus, can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Big E Circus is absolutely fabulous. Three shows a day at 1, 4, and 7. And this is a hand-picked group of acts. They're from all over the world. And Wayne McCary, who we spoke to earlier in this hour, he hand-picks these folks. And it's really, it's a well-put-together circus, very, very, very slick, and something that nobody should miss. Everybody that comes to the Big E absolutely should try and catch the circus.
As you said, there was three times a day?
25.
Three times a day. Okay. Let's find somebody in the audience here who now we can get. Excuse me.
Sir, where are you from?
Springfield.
Springfield.
Man from Springfield.
Springfield.
Yes, easier when you talk into the mic, Manny.
Oh, Springfield.
How many years have you been coming to the Big E?
I'm working here.
Oh, you're working here. What pavilion are you working in?
So he's got a reason to come to the Big E.
He's not sure.
He's seems like forever, huh?
Sure. We'll give you some beads so you can remember us.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. Hold on. Let's get somebody else here.
Talk to Manny and go see Noreen for some beads. We've only got a few minutes left here.
We got beads. Here, I'm going to interview you.
Where are you from?
Just give me where you're from.
Jumped in front of her.
I'm sure she's from New Hampshire. And how many years have you been coming to the Big E?
Four, unfortunately.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, you got to say fortunately.
Fortunately.
What's your favorite part of the Big E?
The 4-H horse show because my daughter's showing.
Okay, thank you very much. Here's some beads for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Go Shanghai someone else, Manny. Frighten the daylights out of some child.
Oh, the kid. Look at the face on that kid. Oh,
she
man, he
went. Here, we're going to talk to this lady. Can you just tell me where you're from?
No. Everyone's running by. They don't know the mystique of Manny Witt like we do.
Where are you from?
I'm from East Granby, Connecticut.
East Granby, Connecticut. How many years have you been coming to the Big E?
About
10. 10 years. What's your favorite part of the Big E?
The craft section.
Okay, we'll give this lady some beads. Thank you very much.
Many, many craft exhibitors and unique New England crafts.
Who wants a nice pen from the Big E? Quick, I have one last question. Here's somebody.
Everybody
want a nice
knows.
Pen from the Big E? So tell me where you're from.
The Bronx.
The Bronx. Hey, the Bronx. Okay. What's your favorite part of the Big E?
It's my first time here.
Hey. First time coming. Okay. So, yeah, have you been around? Have you seen anything?
Not yet.
Nothing.
I'm still looking.
Still looking. Okay. Okay, you know how many years the Big E has been around?
No, how many years?
79 years. Okay, you answer the question. Here he goes. Give him some beads. All right.
Give him some beads. All right.
Some beads.
Well, this is Manny Witt.
Thank you very much, guys.
Among the crowd here at the Big E. And, of course, we have to... I don't know where the time goes.
Another year of fun at the Big E. The Eastern States Exposition in West Springfield, Massachusetts, continues from now until October 1st. 413-787-0271, 24-hour info line, www.thebige.com. 79 years and still going strong. Exhibits representing the best of New England, the six New England states, and of course the farm exhibits, what's new in industry and commerce, the crafts, the food, the sights, smells, people, and the midway with the amusements for children of all ages. I know Willem will be out there jousting with Richard later today.
Richard, you're going down today, boy. You're going down.
The battle of the century.
The battle of the century in front of the angry alligator. We're going.
Oh, the angry alligator. I think it's an angry Anglo talk.
No. There's this alligator in this box in front of the jousting center. Now, I don't run fast on that little air-filled pad, and that alligator is going.
Maybe it isn't alive. Maybe it didn't say whether it was still living. Next week, we're going to be back same time, same station for the Travel World Radio Show. Jerry Wagshall is moving to New York City, and he has an update on some of the neighborhoods of New York, his new hometown. Kelsa Kinsley will be calling in with a review of some restaurants and theater that she's done. And Cindy Edwards, back from her honeymoon, Prince Edward Island, the romantic getaway destinations in Atlantic Canada. That's next Saturday, the Travel World Radio Show across America on the voice of truth and broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Join us again next week on Travel World. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company, today in Springfield, Massachusetts. This is the Liberty.